Hi, I'm Paul, part of the developer experience team on the Play Store. Thank you for joining me in this latest episode of our Policy Bites. Today, I'll walk you through some of the important changes designed to help keep Google Play a safe and trusted platform where developers can build thriving businesses and users can enjoy apps with confidence. We'll take a look at some policy updates, some recent clarifications, and key dates to watch out for. If you'd like to dive deeper into some of these updates, we will also be hosting a webinar soon where we will have a Q&A segment. Keep an eye out in your inbox for more information. For our policy updates, we'll be covering privacy, deception and device abuse, health content and services, enforcement process, and mobile unwanted software. Let's look at some of the updates on our existing policies. We're expanding the medical functionality scope, wherein any app that has health-related features or information as part of its functionality, or accesses health data to support non-health features, must comply with our existing Google Play policies, including privacy, deception, and device abuse. In addition, all developers must complete the Health Apps Declaration form in Play Console. We've also updated the latest guidance for health and medical apps. Health and medical-related apps must not mislead or potentially harm users. Apps that need to connect to an external hardware or device must be clearly disclosed in the description. If the app uses device sensors for a health function, the description must contain the device compatibility information. If the app is a medical device which received a regulatory clearance or approval, proof must be provided upon request. Apps that are not regulated and approved by a relevant health authority must include a clear disclaimer indicating that the app is not a medical device and does not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. All health and medical apps must remind users to consult a healthcare professional. To know more about this update, visit the link on the screen or scan the QR code. Another health and services policy update is about health misinformation. For better understanding of the policy, we added another common violation where the image claims to cure cancer. Google Play treats this as a medical or health-related claim that can mislead users. You can visit the link on the screen or scan the QR code for more details. Next, any regulated medical device can now access and utilize Health Connect data, provided that it complies with all applicable regulations and obtains explicit user consent to use the data for their regulatory approved purposes. Any transferring, selling, or using user data with any product or service that may qualify as a medical device without proper regulation and necessary clearances or approvals is prohibited. Explicit consent from users must be provided for such use of the data. Check the link on the screen or scan the QR code to know more. Another update is in the enforcement process page, wherein we will now include third-party codes. This is to clarify that third-party codes, for example, SDKs, are taken into consideration when we make a decision on your app's compliance. As a developer, it is your responsibility to ensure that any third-party codes used in your app and such third-party practices comply with all Google Play developer program policies. To know more about this, visit the link on the screen or scan the QR code. For the last update, we improved the language in the Protect User Data and Privacy section to lead developers directly to the most useful, relevant Google Play policies. In a nutshell, this aims to broaden the developer's understanding and better protect users and their device data. Specifically, all apps must comply with all Google Play developer program policies, including user and device data policies such as user data, permissions and API that access sensitive information, spyware, and SDK requirements. You can read more about this by visiting the link or scanning the QR code. And finally, let's take a look at some upcoming deadlines. For policies that may take developers more time to comply with, we've been mindful to give you more advanced notice. For a full list of recent policy updates, please visit the link on your screen. We encourage you to review these updates carefully in case any of them affect your apps. I hope this helps you understand our recent policy updates. To learn more, visit Google Play Academy for free courses on all things Google Play, from understanding our deceptive behaviors policy to running effective price experiments for in-app products. Also, if you need help troubleshooting an issue, you can get support from other developers and certified product experts in our online forum, the Google Play Developer Help Community. Visit the community in the top left corner in our Help Center page. Thanks for watching and for helping us make Google Play a safe, trustworthy platform. We'll see you in the next Policy Bytes episode.